Remember, I told you last night, it just hit me. I told you last night, we'll do a little exercise. We're going to pray for the sick. I'm not going to preach theology on sickness. I'm not going to cover Job and God's will to heal. I'm not going there. I'm not here to stir nothing. I'm just here to pray. We're going to pray for the sick. You watch and see what God does in this room. And that's not arrogance. That's just knowing him and his nature. And there's nothing nobody can do about it. It's so fun. Yeah. It's just good. In fact, you can ramp up all the unbelief you want. You will not stop a thing. How's that? Here's what I need to know. It's good. I feel this thing right now. Here's what I need to know. I need to know in this room. Okay, we're going to do it this way. There's a lot of types of sickness. I'm going to put it in two categories. There's people you'll pray for that if they were healed, they'd have no idea because of the symptom or the situation. They got a growth on the inside. They got something that showed up on an x-ray. The woman had her yearly exam and something showed up on her cervix that she doesn't even know is there, but it's there on that picture. You with me? There's people that get migraines, but they don't have a migraine right now, but they get a migraine once every 3 weeks and it's not a happy time. But they don't have one now. Are you with me? Don't be distracted about all the movement and all the stuff. Just bear with me on this. There's people that have physical conditions that if they were healed in the moment, they wouldn't necessarily have anything to actually validate that physically. It's not like their rotator cuff is tore and this is as high as they can lift their shoulder. And all of a sudden, they just wouldn't be able to check anything. Are you guys with me? I just want to pray for that real quick. We're going to do that real quick, not to make you less significant, just to prove a point that it's actually all the same and we don't need to take a lot of time here because it's the same faith. You just believe. It's one's not easier than the other. It's not like that's the people I want to pray for because then I'll just believe and I might not have to see them anymore. And I know how people think. Do you know the number one reason why Christians don't pray for the sick? It's not theological indifference. I've learned this. It's we're afraid nothing will happen. So because we're afraid nothing will happen, we never put ourselves in the position so we always have what we fear. Jesus said, these signs shall those who, not those who have a healing ministry or gift, those who believe. If you were the enemy, what would you try to throw a stumbling block into? What every man believes. And when your loved one dies after you prayed like my mother did, all of a sudden you build a doctrine around that loss instead of already find the truth through his son. If you have a condition in your body tonight and you wouldn't know necessarily right now that you were healed because there's nothing you could attach to symptomatically, it's just something time would have to tell. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to stand. I'm not calling you up here. Please don't be embarrassed. Just simply raise your hand and say, brother, I have a condition that fits that description. Let me see your hands. Look around at the hands that are raised. If you're sitting near them, just somebody reach up and say, hey, I'm just going to believe you for a few minutes. We're not putting nobody on the spot. Keep your hand high. Somebody sitting real close, grab a hand. Say, hey, I'm just going to sit with you or pray with you or believe with you. Don't even pray yet. Just grab their hand. When they're there and they got your hand, when they're touching you, put your hand down. Put your hand down when they got somebody's got you, okay? I just want to make sure Esther's got her hand up there. Now, I know her hubby Marcus is awesome and he's sitting with her, but I want somebody to go back and stand with Esther. Somebody that doesn't even know her maybe, or somebody that does, just somebody other than family. Sometimes you're so close to things, you get familiar with things. Sometimes it's just cool when you just meet somebody and you just pray. One of the biggest challenges in my life was watching my mother sick for 40 years. Knowing what she was going through, but yet I'd see her gracious countenance. She knew that she was on the earth to shine. She would not let MS become who she was ever. I never heard that woman complain, and she was wearing diapers for years. I carried my mom to bed when I was young. I never saw her complain because she knew she was a daughter before an MS patient. And she wouldn't complain, and she had one purpose, shine. When she passed, there was nurses and doctors at her funeral. That's unheard of. They don't have the time to be at their patients' funerals. It's a rare occasion that there's a multiplicity of the medical field at a woman's funeral. And I did Mom's funeral. I'm not the wisest man, but I'm not that dull in these things either. And I said, thank you. Oh my goodness, look, I see you. Doctor, doctor. Hey, girls. Wow, what an honor. On behalf of the family, thank you all. People who are, I said, I know why you're here. Because you thought she was an enigma, a once-in-a-lifetime patient, and you may never meet anyone like her again in your life. And all the girls are such pushovers. Sat them bawling in a minute.
It was fun.
When you watch the two doctors snotting and crying, it's fun. The one is the head director of City Doctors. He does not have the schedule to be there, but he's there. That's my experience. Hasn't changed my belief. I won't let the passing of my mother change what happened through his life. I'm going to grow into that, not change that to fit my experience. I am zero offended. My heart's excited, and we're full of faith.
You get it?
You got your hand on somebody? All I want you to do, it's this simple. But yet it's not simple, remember? He got beat beyond description to make this possible. From your heart, believing he loves them or he wouldn't have sent his son. And if you're being prayed for, from your heart, believe he loves you or he wouldn't have sent his son. Don't say, well, if he loves me, why am I going through this? If he didn't love you, why would he come while you're yet a sinner? Maybe we ask the wrong questions. Just right now, if you have somebody, just say this out of your heart. Be healed in Jesus' name. Sickness and symptoms never return. Complete wholeness, completely well in Jesus' name. Father, because you love them and you proved it through your son. In Jesus' name, be healed. Father, I thank you right now. If you're prayed for right there, you won't be able to tell because it's that situation. So from your heart, just thank God that he loves you right now. And just thank God that he's doing a work in your heart and you believe that. Amen? You good? Amen? Okay. So if that was our first group, what's our second group? Our second group is people that would know. 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege, we prayed. I didn't pray. I had a couple people pray. We had the privilege of praying for a lady who couldn't hear. So she couldn't hear. So her daughter prayed for her who knows she can't hear. And the lady's explaining to us that when she taps her ear, she can hear a tap, but she can't hear sound. You know how when you tap your ear, just tap your ear right now. You hear that? Do you hear that? And if you don't, you'll be on our list. We'll be praying. But she's explaining that when I tap my ear, I can hear tapping. When I used to be able to touch, scratch, there was nothing. So she's all excited because it's her ear. And her daughter's like, what? And she's explaining this. So I said, honey, just pray again. I said, do you know her? She said, that's my mom. I said, okay. I said, guys, let's believe right now. Just stop the meeting, stopped everybody from doing what they're doing. We all just focused on this lady. It was the most beautiful thing. She goes, she prays, and I said, stand behind her and speak to her softly. She starts speaking. The lady goes, I heard that. And she freaks out, and everybody's like, what? And I said, relax a minute. Don't let her cry yet, guys. Shake her, hold her. Whoa, hang on. I said, I want you to listen again. I want you to listen. Calm down. I want your daughter to speak again. She started to speak, and the lady went, and we got our answer. You say, hey, but that's great, but ears don't always open. Well, yeah, but because you believe that, you probably don't pray for them. Right. So you have a theological cover, but no faith or compelling to put yourself in the arena. Yeah. So here's what I have learned. People that don't pray for the sick don't have those testimonies. So when they hear them, they can't believe them. They say, well, I've never seen a blind person see. How many did you pray for? Because when you hear it happened, you can't relate to it because it didn't happen through you and you weren't standing there and you didn't know the person. And honestly, I've learned this. There's no explanation good enough for unbelief. You say, well, I need documentation. No, unbelief says, well, how do I know that's their x-ray? Yeah? belief. There's no explanation good enough, but watch this. Faith doesn't need one. Jesus' life and word is enough. Yay. Yeah, but your mom died. Yeah, I know. I don't like that. So I want to keep growing and I want to keep going after things. 4 months after she died, I saw a woman with her same sickness that hadn't walked for 5 years walk to her car. Why? Because I'm not a bruised son. Yeah? I was in another service where two people with that same disease, every symptom left their body. And they could do what they couldn't do. Why? Not offended at the death of my mother. I'm excited about the life that's in Jesus Christ. And on one hand, I'm relieved that Mama's okay now. But it'd sure be great to hug her. But I can't. But I'll sure see her soon. And faith says that's true. So we ought to run hard and mark as many hearts as we can. And run well and leave a legacy and rejoice one day when we're all together. Why? Because we don't grieve as those who have no hope. Make sense? Who here needs healing? You're sick in your body. And if you were healed, without emotion, without any music, without hyping the atmosphere, without exaggeration, because that would be called lying, you'd be able to actually check your body and see if it's changed. Who here has sickness in their body, has a condition, has been treated for something, has something that if you were healed, you would be able to tell because you could do what you couldn't do. Whether it's eyesight, hearing, rotator cuff, bone on bone, back, herniated disc, hip joint, whatever. Arthritis pain, and you feel it right now, and your hands are stiff and aching. I'm talking about all that. Let me see who you are. Do me a favor. If you can, stand to your feet if you have something like that going on in your body. Stand to your feet just so we know where you are and who you are. We're not going to make you come up here. Come on, please participate. Don't come this far and not jump in. Please don't be scared of what's happening. It's going to be so simple. Nobody's doing anything weird right now. We're not going to chant over you, and you're not going to have to do nothing but stand there. Let me see who you are. Can I be bold? I got 9 people. In my heart, I got 9 people sitting right now. You have absolute arthritic symptoms in your body and you can feel it right now and you're still sitting. I know it. I got 9 people you're holding out on me, specifically arthritis. Please stand to your feet. I'll wait for you. I'll get my 9. Let me know when you stand up. Come on, I need my 9. Yeah? 1. Yeah? 2. Thank you. Be bold. Just stand. Come on. Why would I be doing this if I didn't believe it was real? I already got enough people to pray for. I need 7 more. I know when I hear numbers. I need 6 more. You have arthritis, pain, and symptoms in your body right now that you can feel and realize. Did you just stand? I need 5 more. Stand to your feet real quick. Let's just get this done. Just stand up. Why wouldn't you? The worst that could happen is nothing. You already got that. I need 4 more. Come on. Listen, I know I'm aggressive. I know when I hear things. I need 3 more. Okay, no, but it's the symptoms. I need 3 more. We're waiting for you. Come on, real quick. I've been checking in my heart. God, did I hear it right? God, did I hear it right? And I'm aggressive. Can you tell I'm aggressive? I need 3 more. Did anybody else stand that I missed? Come on, hurry up. 3, please. Don't make me cry. I don't want to manipulate you. You standing? I need 2 more. I need 1 more. I'm waiting for you. We're not moving forward because you're here. Thank you, sir. I got my 9. Now, isn't that cool? Thanks for being humble and honest. You people that just stood up, I know it was tough for you to stood up sooner. Guess what? That thing is going to come out of you. It might leave before we even pray for you. I've seen it too many times. I'm glad you stood up, sir. Appreciated talking to you today, too. I think God loves you more than you realize.
Yeah.
You all ready? Do we have everybody? Yeah, maybe we don't. Okay. It's like an irritable bowel, something. But there's pain right here, and it's there all the time. It's there right now, and you're still sitting. It's some kind of bowel thing, like irritable something. It's something wrong right here. Who are you? Stand to your feet, please. Let me know where you are and let me know who you are when you stand, because there's a lot of people. I just know when I hear this stuff. Is that you? Thank you, honey, for being humble and standing to your feet. That's coming out of you. How's that? That's changing tonight. You hear me? Yeah, we'll see. So you believe I'm making this up? Maybe I paid her $25 to make me look good. Or maybe I'm really aggressive and real. Maybe I've spent a little time with Jesus and I've seen a few things in my life. See, I am not threatened by criticism, debate, unbelief. None of that has nothing to do with nothing. I enjoy living Jesus. And it ain't up for debate. I've sat on countless airplanes and God showed me what was wrong with people right beside me. I've had people stop me on the way out of airplanes countless times and say, can you pray for me too? That's a pretty fun flight. I had a lady sitting beside me who had a growth on her wrist that was the size of a walnut. You know why she was flying? Her kids are concerned and she won't do nothing. And they said, Mom, we're scared. Come, we'll walk with you through this, but you need to get it checked out. I'm praying for pain through her neck and back. And when I said amen and opened my eyes, the walnut is going on the plane. And I said, honey, you better hold on. And look at your wrist. She said, just relax. I've had flight attendant try to move the lady beside me because she's crying so hard, thinking I'm pestering her. Lady locks me and lays her head on me and says, I ain't going anywhere. This man is helping me. I'm like, bam. Just telling you a few things to let you know I'm not being arrogant. I'm excited about the possibilities of God. Yeah? I'm waiting on one more person, okay? Now, oh, good. Thank you. Tell me if you fit this because this is the person I'm waiting on, but I'll take you, I promise. You have weakness in your body. You're losing your strength and you don't know why. You don't have the same grip. You can't open things. You can't do the things you used to do in your hands and arms. Yeah, no, okay, but no, you're still sitting. The person, no, that's fine, we're gonna pray, but you're still sitting. Is what I know. You've lost strength. You're not sure why. You haven't had it checked out. You don't even know what it is, but it concerns you because you're aware of it. Please be humble and stand to your feet and let me know when you stand. Please. Where are you? Are you standing? Anybody stand? I'm just waiting for a second or two. Come on, stand. If you don't be nervous, don't think this is weird. Nope, this is God. You stand and watch and see what happens to strength. You know why I'm waiting? Because I'm listening. And I'm not getting my mind changed. I feel really aggressive. Is that you? Thank you for being humble and standing. Look at me, sweetheart. That was difficult to stand? Why? Is this new to you? Or is this just difficult? What took you a while to stand? I'm just trying to understand. Okay. You just took a while there to stand. You stayed in your seat, but you knew I was talking about you. Your little heart, watch, your little heart was beating out of your chest, wasn't it? Huh? Is that true? Or am I just making that up? Boop, 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 right? And you're like, I should be standing. He's talking about me. Now, did you notice that like four people didn't jump up? And you're like, brother, that's general. I'm being actually a little specific. And I actually called a number. And individuals, and we got our number, and we got our individuals. Is that true? So am I making this up, or is this real? Thanks for having the humility to stand. You're very young. That kind of thing would concern you. You'll see your strength come back tonight. I'm excited about that, honey. Are y'all good? Okay. You see how much fun I'm having already? All right, now here's what I need you to do, okay? I need you, man, we got a real healthy section right here. Like, look at that. Are you sure I ain't missing nobody? I'm going to start listening. I'm a real good fisherman. Don't make me go fishing. Are you all good? Are you guys good? Everybody sitting good? Does anybody need to join us quickly? Okay. Wow. Somebody that wants to stand with him in a minute. You just stay standing and you're representing someone. That's scriptural, based on the mediation of the blood of Jesus. God, right, is on the throne. Jesus is what? At his right hand, mediating, making intercession. What's he doing? He's sitting on behalf of. So you go to God through the mediation of the blood of Jesus, right? So I want somebody to join him. Now, here's what I want you to do. Now, listen, I'm setting you all up, and you might not know it. Yeah?
I have a coworker that suffers from migraines several times a week.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever pray for her?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, personally.
No.
I'm not challenging you. Watch. Would you be willing, when you see her, to get alone, private, just say, honey, you've been on my heart, and I've realized I have never asked you if I could pray for you. Will you let me pray for you? And let's believe God changed this thing. Would you do that? Yeah. Just go ahead and sit down. I want you to pray for her at work, because that's a big deal. I've seen so many people healed on my jobs. Why? Because I ask. The worst they can do is say no. The verse gets you to say, you're crazy. That doesn't offend me. I know where I'm coming from. Yeah? Okay. The people standing, just for the sense of tracking you and knowing where you're at, would you just do me a favor real quick and just raise your hand and leave it up for a second? Please? Now watch. The people sitting, I want to enlist you on my team. The people sitting are my prayer team. Now, if you absolutely don't want to do this, who am I to try to make you? But if you're nervous and uncomfortable, I sure wish you'd get on my team. Because there ain't no way you're going to pray in presumption, self-confidence, and overconfidence. You're going to be in fear and trembling. And I like that. So keep your hands lifted. The people sitting that are willing to help me, I want one-on-one, and after we get everybody accounted for, you can surround them in three and four, but I want one person to lead in prayer. And we don't nobody pray yet. We're going to do this in such an orderly way. It's so amazing. Watch this. You can't go wrong. You can't fail. Faith isn't a point in time. You don't have to come up with a prayer. I'm going to give you 6 seconds to pray. That's it. I'm actually going to limit it for your sake. So you don't get in trouble, try hard, try to pray powerful, try to pray right. I'm going to teach you so simple. And in 6 seconds, we're going to pray and you watch and see what God does in 6 seconds. Yeah? You willing to get involved? Whoever's willing, get up and go find somebody, preferably somebody you ain't just rubbing elbows with all the time, somebody you might not even know. Just go find somebody and grab them and say, hey, I'm claiming you. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to pray. If you're totally uncomfortable, you don't have to get up. But if you will help me and get up, run to a person. Don't pray yet. Don't pray yet. When they get to you, put your hand down. Only leave your hand up until somebody gets you. Yeah? I got a man right over here in a plaid shirt. I need somebody to get to him. I got a guy right here. Put your hand down if somebody claimed you. The guy here that stood up for the lady to stand for her that had rheumatoid arthritis, you still need somebody to come? Somebody, go stand with him, please. You good? You got somebody? Oh, yay, Miss Esther. Everybody good? Okay, now listen, we're going to do this together as a family. There's nobody under pressure. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong in this thing. It's just right to believe God. I've learned this a long time ago. We debate over healing for the rest of our lives, yeah. But if we start just praying for the sick, we'll start seeing things happen. I've noticed the people that are praying for people have testimonies. And the people that are being prayed for have testimonies. I believe this. The more people we pray for, the more things we'll see. So let's go after something and keep going after it. If we're self-conscious, we'll probably back out. If it's all about us, we're probably not encouraged. But if it's really all about him, let's go for it. Yeah? Take 3 seconds, just 3 seconds, and tell the person that's standing with you, if it's not too personal, give them the 3-second version. Tell them why you stood up and what's going on in your body so they understand what they're praying about. Just tell them. 3-second version. Hey, I'm one of those guys or girls that had arthritis. All right, I'm the one that had this in my hands. I can't lift my arm because my labrum's stretched or strained. Just tell them. You got it? You should know. Y'all good? Everybody know? Okay. Be honest with me. I'm not saying this to take a survey. Who in here has ever prayed for the sick before? Who has realized that when you pray for the sick, your temptation is to get immediately self-conscious and think about what you're praying and try to pray hard, right, powerful, and sound spiritual? Who relates to that? It's a problem. It's called works, and it's probably why a lot of times we don't see things change, because if things would change, we'd think it's because of what we did instead of what he did. So tonight, all your faith is resting in his finished work, and here's what you believe. He loves the person that you're about to pray for with his life. And he paid a price to redeem and restore. The word saved and salvation means soteria and sozo. It means healed, delivered, protected, preserved, made whole, kept safe and sound. He forgives our sin and he heals our diseases. Right? So here's what I want you to do. If they told you that they have arthritis, I'm one of the nine that stood up and I got arthritis pain all in my body right now, or it's really in my hands and I have it in my elbows and it really hurts bad. So watch what you do. 6 seconds probably is all I'm going to give you to pray, because all I want you to do is Matthew 17. If you have faith, you will say to the mountain, move. And what will the mountain do? Move. If you have faith, it didn't say you'll cry out to God. You'll say to the mountain. So watch this. Arthritis, you leave them. Every bit of pain, you go. Mobility, be restored in Jesus' name. Now, who knows we can actually do that and be sincere? And actually be sincere. Yeah? I'm not talking about rocked full of faith and Spirit of God, yeah, and Shabbat. I'm just talking about being sincere. And going, arthritis, you leave. Pain, you never come back. Mobility, be restored. If they told you they had herniated disc or something wrong in their back and neck from a car wreck, back, neck, you'd be completely healed. Father, I thank you for a complete rotation, pain-free, in Jesus' name. Who knows you can do that in 6 seconds? Who knows you can do that and not get into works and not get self-conscious and not strive? So see, I'm a good friend to you. I'm only giving you 6 seconds. It's for you. You can't get in trouble in 6 seconds. You get it? Now, after they pray for you, I encourage this. You don't have to do this. The name of Jesus is what's so important because of what he did. But I encourage people to say, and Father, I thank you for your love. I always acknowledge God's love for people because I believe it's one of the biggest things lacking in our personal lives is the revelation that he actually loves me. We get in a car wreck and lose our job in the same week and we're questioning God's love. How can you be rooted and grounded in love if you're questioning it through circumstances? And if faith works through love and you're questioning love, how can you have faith? Maybe you're just driven by need now. Come on, this stuff is real. Y'all ready? You didn't forget what you're praying for, right? Okay, I'm going to give you 6 seconds. What I want you to do after we're done, when I say, okay, guys, wrap it up. That just means simply wrap it up. Father, I thank you for your great love. In the name of Jesus, be completely whole. The people being prayed for, I don't want you going, and you say, what are you doing? I'm just trying to receive. Stop. I've been around us a lot. Just stop. All I want you to do is be very relaxed and believe this one thought. Man, if you didn't love me, you'd have never sent your son. Thank you for loving me, Lord. I appreciate you. You love me. Thank you. That's all I want you to do. After they pray, I want you to take the time without hype, no emotion. We ain't got no recordings playing. We didn't ask you your favorite song. This thing isn't mind over matter. I want you to take your time, really check your bodies. And when you know you're healed, you let me know. And we'll probably ask you what's going on and how do you know. We're not going to challenge that. We want to be encouraged by that and relate to that. Now watch. Bear with me. This is the most important part. If you don't experience any change when they pray, don't disconnect. Don't run your mind. And don't say, see, I knew I shouldn't have stood because nothing ever happens for me. Don't do that. Listen to some testimonies. And say, thank you, Father, you're a healer. I appreciate what you're doing in these people, and I appreciate what you're doing in me. And then check your body again. Did anybody see that popcorn maker over there when it was working? I've been in services just like this. And as people are sharing testimonies, it just keeps popping like popcorn in the room. And people go, oh my, ah. Or you hear some people go, oh. Because all of a sudden what they couldn't do, they can totally do. And the pain that was very real isn't even there anymore. And all of a sudden like popcorn. Because why? We're not letting go. We're not turning faith into a point in time. It's not a hit, miss, win, lose. He loves me, and thank you for what you do.
You get it?
Y'all ready? You encouraged? Look at that person real quick and just break that ice and just look at them real like googly-eyed like Jesus really loves you so much. You all ready? I'm having fun with you. I don't want you under pressure. I don't want anybody exaggerating. That's called lying. I don't want you saying the right thing because you don't want to make the little girl that prayed for you discouraged. That's called deception. Hello? I want truth in this room. We want your body changed, not manipulation. Okay? Y'all ready? You got about 6 seconds. When I say wrap it up from the sincere place of your heart, you pray for 6 seconds, you wrap it up in the name of Jesus, acknowledge God's love, and then I want you guys to thank him, he loves you, and begin to check your bodies. Are you ready? Ready? Go right now. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. That's awesome. Yeah? That's good. That's about 8 seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up, guys. Yep. Just wrap it up. Acknowledge his love. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Now, if you were prayed for, just take one moment of time and just thank God that he loves you. And believe that if he didn't love you, he'd never send his son. Now, I want you to begin to check your bodies all over the room. Just start checking your bodies. Take time. I don't want exaggeration. I don't want presumption. I don't want a quick snap. Whoa! I want you to really check. I had somebody in a service one day, and they said, my hernia is completely gone. And then later they said, you know, I was just excited, and I didn't really notice it, and it was there still. And I'm like, ah. Check your bodies all over the room. Check your bodies. As soon as you know your body's changed, I want you to let me know. Let me know as soon as you know it's changed. Check. You know for sure? Okay. Okay, cool. Why don't you just pray one more time for her and watch what happens? Just pray one more time. That's good. So it's changing right now, right? Okay, what happened? What's going on? Your tailbone, was it all the time? Does it have to do with the pregnancy? Yeah? So it was 24/7? Or it was just because I preached so long and made you sit? Always feel it. You have no trace of it. It's not there at all. You seem a little emotional because it's gone. So to you, that's like, whoa, that's always there. Not there at all. Yeah, you ought to see her eyes filling up right now and the tears coming down. That's sweet. See, you say, oh, well, no, she knows. Yeah? So thank God he loves you. Keep checking your bodies. Who else? You know your body changed. I need to know who you are. I need to see who you are. I got her telling me. I need somebody else to check your body and let me know. Just check your body out right now. Be sure. When you talk to me. Anybody else need to share a testimony? Stay close to your people. Don't run away. We're not done yet. Anybody else? I'm just giving you time to check. To check. Yeah? Thank you, God. Anybody else? Go like this if you're there, because I need to see you. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to do this one more time, okay? Is your person still close by? You didn't take off and leave your person, did you? Did you? Let me ask you this question quick. Who changed somewhat? You just didn't raise your hand because it ain't all the way. Let me see your hand. You changed somewhat that you know without exaggeration. You changed somewhat. You just didn't raise your hand because it's not 100%. Go like this if that's you. Stand up. Let me see you. Go like this if that's you, because there's a lot of people standing. Yeah? That's good, brother. I see that. I see that wave. So we got him, we got her, we got her, we got her, we got her, we got him, we got her. Okay. Anybody else? Raise your hand. Let me see you. Is your person still with you? Let's take 6 more seconds and let's see what happens. Watch. Let's let Jesus teach us. Don't change your prayer. Don't try something else. Pray the same exact thing you just prayed and pray it right now again and just thank God. Go ahead. 6 more seconds. Same prayer. Thanks, God. If their body started to change, thank God that he's doing something and just believe for a complete healing. 6 seconds. Okay, wrap that up. That's amazing. Wrap that up. That's good. Man, I can perceive sincerity. This is good. In Jesus' name. Okay, some of you were changed somewhat. Let me see if that changed more or all the way. And let me see if somebody that didn't have change started to change. We'll find out what your situation is, but let me see. Check your bodies right now. Who got even better or who got all the way healed that time? Talk to me. Yeah? No? Who was the people that changed somewhat? Let me see you. Somewhat? Did it stay the same as somewhat or did it got better? Anybody get better? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, don't be afraid to respond. I want to know. Yeah? So what's going on with the girl in the back? Yeah, with the flannel on. What is it? Scoliosis? Is it real easy to tell if it's there? Like, so it, you can feel, how do you know that it's changing? Did it just feel a little less pressure? It's relaxed? Because you live with you every day, so you would know. But like, is your family member here or somebody that knows you? Oh, is that, are you mama? So do you know, like, can you feel it in her back? Is it traceable? Like, is it something you can check? Yeah? So it's bowed. Yeah, oh, I know, but I didn't know the degree. I didn't know if it was something that actually is obvious. Is it still there? Can you feel it bowed? Let's stretch your hands to her, would you guys? Stretch your hands to her. Yeah. Kelly, stand with mama. Put your hand on her shoulder. Just say, back be straight right now. Scoliosis, you leave. In the authority of Jesus' name. Believe that with me, church. Body of Christ. Be whole, back be straight, no more pain, no more curve, in Jesus' name. Amen? Mama, do me a favor, don't make anything up, check your daughter. Bend around a little, honey, flex or move your shoulders, just check yourself. Yeah, move yourself just a little bit, check your body for me a little. Yeah? Now you check her back for me. Just talk to me. Don't be afraid to talk to me. Does it seem the same? Has it changed? What's going on? What's that? What's that mean from a mama? You talk to me. Don't feel uncomfortable. We're trying to learn and grow and encourage everybody. When you say a little bit better, it's just not as obvious as it was to you as a mama? Because mamas know their babies. Come on. What are you experiencing, honey? Is there any liberation? Is there any freedom? Does something feel a little better? Definitely? Good. What do you do in a situation like this, guys? You say, well, pastor, you're taking a risk. Wonder if nothing. No, I'm not taking any risk. We're not turning faith into a point in time. We're believing God. What's the Bible say? If you lay hands on the sick, what? Shall recover. So what do? You hold on to what you're believing. What does she do? Father, thank you for what you're doing in my life. What's mama do? God, I appreciate you touching my baby. God, I thank you for a line in her back. I thank you, God, even as she sleeps and rises. God, more and more change. You're doing such a good thing in her. Thank you that she's noticeably different and she's encouraged. God, I thank you for loving my girl. Guys, that's faith. It's not, what are we doing wrong? I wonder why God didn't heal. I wonder why we only got half an anointing. Come on, I've heard all this stuff. And we don't know how to hold on and believe and see what God does in people's lives sometimes. Yeah? So you're not exaggerating? You have a noticeable change? Anybody else feel any more change that time when we prayed? What's going on with you, kiddo? Yeah? Like an extra strength? You are so precious. Yeah. She just shines. I told her earlier, I said, my goodness, girl, do you shine? Yeah, yeah. But right now, in your present condition, you feel just something getting stronger, better, more increased. Oh, okay. Somebody else, anything's changing in anybody, let me see who you are and if anything's changed. I want to do one thing before we leave. Who here, now I had the hands, I'm not asking you to raise your hands, you said something changed somewhat. I'm not asking you, I'm talking to the people you feel like nothing since we prayed, it's just the same, it seems the same, and it doesn't seem like it changed at all. Be honest, let me see your hands real quick. Let me see your hands. Just keep them up. Somebody grab them, grab their hand, just hold their hand. I'm going to pray with you. You're going to pray with them, okay? Listen, when you leave here, hey man, you that did the wave to me, what's going on in your body right now? Yeah? Why'd you wave your hand? When you were waving your hand, did you feel like it was changing a little bit? Yeah? Like 50%? 30? Yeah? 30? Yeah. Okay. You got their hand? Raise your hand. Listen, when you get prayed for, you got one response. Father, thank you for what you're doing to me. I so appreciate you loving me. God, thanks you for what you're doing in my body. Wonder if we would camp there. Wonder if we would never leave there. Wonder if we'd go to bed tonight and be thankful instead of in questioning. Wonder if we'd wake up in that place. That's how your body changes. I drugged my leg around years ago for 10 days and had zero use of it. 10 days. Prayed for the sick the whole time. And just thank God for loving me and moving. And on the 11th morning, I woke up. It was the most amazing thing. I picked up my keys and couldn't even use my leg. I was dragging it everywhere. It was hard to get a shower and dress. And I wasn't going to go to church because I figured everybody would be pouring oil over me and praying for me. And I thought it'd be easier to stay home. And the Lord said to my heart, go to church. I said, okay. I picked up my keys and the Spirit of God came upon me. And completely changed my leg standing there at the hutch. 10 days I couldn't use my leg. On the 11th morning, bam, it was so dramatic. It's just phenomenal. Watch this. I got 10 days to change my mind. I got 10 days to ask questions. Or I got 10 days to believe. I read in my Bible that Satan will come and throw some of you in prison as many as 10 days. Stay steadfast in the faith.
Oh my goodness. 11th morning.
Bang. Don't take on the identity of what you're going through. Wear what he went through. Let's believe for these people that raised their hand. Father, we just thank you. Yeah. That for God, nothing is impossible. He didn't say God can't do anything. He said it's not possible for God to not do anything. He didn't say that. He said nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. Father, I thank you we don't receive nothing. Nothing's impossible. And I thank you that right now you move in such a way in our lives that you bring change, you bring healing, you bring restoration. I just thank you for the people we've talked to that testified, the 30%, the 50%, the one that said it's completely gone. We just thank you that you're doing a work in our bodies and in our lives. And we receive your love and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.